Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, September 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your local news: Cheyenne Mariah Baker has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia or use, attaching tag not assigned, and fleeing or attempting to elude. If you know of any information regarding Cheyenne Mariah Baker, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. You may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free mobile app. Hardy County Sheriff's Office is also in need of your help in finding Juan Carlos Mendez Jimenez, who was last seen on September 14th in Wauchula. If you know of any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher or educator and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or a 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher or educator awesome and why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events: we love the heroes of Hardy Schools. Today, Hardy County Schools will have appreciation parades on this early release day, and you are invited to participate. Show your appreciation for the heroes of Hardy Schools by decorating your vehicle with inspirational signs and banners and visiting our schools times given. Zolfo Elementary will enter through the bus loop at 2:30 p.m., Wauchula Elementary will enter through the parent drop-off route at 2:30 p.m. North Wauchula Elementary and Bowling Green Elementary will enter through the parent pickup route at 2:30 p.m. Hardy Senior High School will enter through the rainy day parent pickup route on Rodeo Drive at 3 p.m. And Hardy Junior High and Hilltop Elementary are unable to participate due to a prior engagement. Remember to celebrate with appropriate physical distancing and safety practices. This Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will play a non-conference home matchup against the Clewiston Tigers. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard on AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County: Outback Steakhouse and Sebring is looking for a dishwasher. A dishwasher will make sure the washed items meet the rinse and wash temperatures criteria for each state. As a dishwasher, you'll help to provide each customer with an awesome dining experience in the restaurant that makes each guest's day better by showcasing their food on perfectly clean plates and silverware. DeSoto Auto Mall in Arcadia is looking for a parts department manager. 1 year of parts management, supervisory experience, and automotive parts knowledge is required. And Ozblue USA LLC in Sebring is looking for an inventory manager. A college degree is preferred, and excellent communications, analytics, and time management skills are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index is 94. Wind southeast at 13.8 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 29.99 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Saulfo Springs, last updated 9:51 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%, heat index values up to 105. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%, heat index values up to 106. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As the American economy recovers from a steep spring contraction, grain markets have been shaped by large supplies and low prices. According to the Farm Credit Administration, poor Midwest weather and stronger than expected export demand have lifted corn and soybean markets recently, but crop returns could fall sharply next year if government assistance is lower. For the protein sector, early supply chain disruptions have waned, but large inventories and uncertain demand prospects continue to pressure prices. prices. Alabama cattle farmers affected by the coronavirus pandemic have until October 9th to apply for $10.5 million in grants through the Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program. According to alphafarmers.org, farmers who sold cattle from April 16th to May 15th are eligible. Slaughter cattle and bulls, however, do not qualify. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries will distribute the payments, which are available thanks to state funds from the Federal CARES Act. Farmers and ranchers impacted by Hurricane Laura may qualify for assistance from USDA programs. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com the administration remains committed to supporting Gulf Coast ag producers, and we will be there providing all we can for as long as we can to get them back on their feet. The USDA is helping residents recover by helping farm production and conservation agencies weather financial impacts, as well as assisting operations in recovery.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Florida Farm Bureau recently named their 2020 Extension Professional of the Year. Jefferson County agent Danielle Sprague received the honor.
I was very shocked. I did not know that our Farm Bureau here had nominated me for the award, so it was very humbling. I love working with my county Farm Bureau and helping, you know, the farmers in my county, and it's just awesome that they, you know, thought I was worthy of that.
Sprague says the diversity of agriculture in her area of North Florida is a lot for an extension agent to keep up with.
It's a lot of different agriculture here, so it's pretty diverse. We've got, you know, row crops, and we've got citrus, a citrus packing house actually here. And we've got several different nurseries, and then of course, cattle, timber, and hay are also pretty big here. So I am expected to kind of cover it all. So it's a lot, and work, you know, with everyone. And
she wants to encourage everyone to utilize your local extension as a resource, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or homeowner.
A lot of people say extension is the best kept secret, but we don't want it to be a secret. So I'd encourage you, wherever you are, to reach out to your local extension office and see what kind of resources they have available for you.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, a proud part of the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a higher open this morning for Wall Street, with traders awaiting the latest update from the Federal Reserve. They're also reviewing the latest retail sales data. Retail sales rising 0.6% last month. It marked the fourth straight monthly increase in sales. And investors are not really expecting anything major from the Federal Reserve, which will be announcing its decision on monetary policy later today. The Fed expected to almost certainly hold short-term interest rates right where they are, near zero, and Treasury yields fell today. Package delivery giant FedEx helping to lead Wall Street higher after the boom in online shopping during the coronavirus pandemic drove stronger profit growth, stronger growth than expected in FedEx's latest quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: if you're going to do something tonight that you'll be sorry for tomorrow morning, sleep late. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.